Listen to a conversation between two friends, Margaret and Larry, talking about a newspaper article on space tourism. A trip of a lifetime.
Hey Larry, how would you like to go on a trip to outer space?
I'm not sure I'm really keen on the idea. Why, is it a new kind of adventure holiday?
Yes, sort of. There's an article about space tourism in today's newspaper. You can book a trip for 2012 in a new type of spacecraft. I've read about this idea before, but this is the first time I've heard about such a trip actually happening.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, but you know what I mean. It's an official, scheduled trip, not just an idea, though there'll probably be lots of hold-ups and problems before it actually takes place.
So, can anyone go?
You have to be fairly fit and to have passed a medical. And obviously, no children or old-age pensioners are allowed, on the first trip at least.
But surely you must need some training, mustn't you?
Oh yes, most definitely. But it doesn't say much about that in this article. What kind of training do you think is necessary?
I don't know exactly, but I'd guess that you'd need to learn about the spacecraft, the effects of space travel on the body, and also how to deal with emergency situations.
Yes, I think you're probably right. I'm not sure I'd really enjoy being in such a confined space. I mean, you can't move freely or anything. It must become terribly boring.
How long does the trip last?
Less than a day, I think. Let me see what it says here. Yes, just a few hours.
Well, that's not long, and you'd have plenty to look at. There must be aliens out there, you know.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I know you won't believe me, but I saw a UFO last night.
A what?
A UFO. A real unidentified flying object. It was around 7 in the evening while I was walking the dog, and the thing flew overhead.
I'm sure it was just a plane.
No, it was going far too fast, and then it just seemed to disappear.
You really believe in these things, don't you?
Well, there's no evidence that they don't exist.
Okay, I'm not in the mood for arguing. So, do you want to know how much this space trip costs?
I guess about £500,000.
No, that's far too much. A ticket is £100,000. It's not that expensive when you consider the costs involved.
You think that's reasonable? It's the price of a small house. And most people don't even earn half of that in a year.
Okay, so the average person may not be able to go. But if they did, it would certainly be a trip of a lifetime.
Yes, well, I think I'll wait until they drop the price a bit before I book my seat.